Pet peeves today. I'm scared for this episode, low key. My first pet peeve is when people ask a question that has already been answered once or multiple times. It just makes me upset.
Yeah. And I think it's just horrible. Like, you're in class, the teacher gives about every piece of instruction that they possibly can, and then there's always that one kid. His name is usually like Jared or something.
Professor.
Yeah, don't be Jared. Don't be that guy. I guess something I thought of was, imagine you're going to the grocery store, right? And you've just spent the whole time you're shopping. It's a stressful experience. You have to see people. And you're leaving, all you want to do is go home, but there are three teenage girls that decide they're going to walk at 0.02 miles an hour down the middle of the parking lot so that your car can't go by. And yeah, that just drives me crazy.
Pedestrians, when you're driving, need to walk faster than the average snail.
They need to figure their stuff out.
No, actually, though. Oh, that drives me insane.
Yeah, it's bad.
Like when you're just wanting to go to your class or home from class and they're on the crosswalk for 20 minutes. It's annoying.
It's so bad.
It's annoying. Oh, my turn. Similar to the last one, but asking a question right after the answer was given. So, example, say you're sitting in class and your professor is like, okay, we're going to talk about how to edit a paper. And then he gives you all the tips on editing it, and then somebody raises their hand and says, hey, how do you edit it, basically? Like, guys, it was just answered. Please listen. Especially if you're going to ask a stupid question. Either be lost or listen. I don't care, but don't ask a question if you did not listen.
Yeah. And I guess it's worth mentioning at this point, like, obviously we're talking about pet peeves, and you're probably not going to get any advice on how to deal with them. But hopefully you can indulge a little bit in what we're talking about and sympathize
yeah.
with what we're talking about and how horrible the world is out there.
Which brings me to my next point. I hate it when people pronounce words wrong or say words that don't exist. Like, conversating? That's not a word. It's conversing. Conversating is not a word. Or when people misuse words.
Is it really not a word?
Conversating?
If I look it up right now.
Conversating is not a word.
Conversate.
Conversating is not. It's conversing.
Interesting. Okay, fine. Fine.
Oh my gosh. Also, when people always have to be right... that tends to drive me up a wall. Hey, like, there comes a point when you should just let it go.
I just want to make sure, you know, because what if it was a word? You'd feel pretty embarrassed right now.
It's not a word. It's not a word. It doesn't matter.
Okay, fine. Something I thought of, which I've only had happen a few times where it really bugged me, but one of pet peeve I have is when I'm accused of something that I didn't do, or I am accused of something that I... Wait, sorry, I said that backwards.
That you did do?
When I'm accused of something I didn't do, or that I was accused of not doing something that I did do.
Okay.
I said that wrong.
So, like, at work, when you're just, like, cleaning the science building at 11 o'clock p.m., and somebody's like, hey, you should have sweeped those floors, and you're like, I just did that. And they're like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Like, stuff like that. I don't know why. And... it's like that even happened the other day. I was cleaning some of the mirrors in the bathroom. And the next day, the boss lady, whatever you'd want to call her, the manager or something, she's like, hey, come look at these mirrors. They're not really that clean. Did you actually do them? I'm like, well, yeah, I literally did them yesterday. Like, I don't know. Someone probably got them dirty throughout the day. But I definitely did them. I was literally right next to this other kid that did them. So, I don't know, that gets me. Or, like, accusing me of something that I didn't do. I can't really think of a specific example, but that's also equally frustrating, honestly.
I have an example.
Oh, yeah?
When I was 3 years old, our basement flooded, right? I do not remember this, but my mom said that my brother walked upstairs and said Camden peed all over the basement. I did not do that. I feel like I have the right to be offended by that. It was just flooding. So, Garrick was wrong. I would like to point out that that was one of the only times he was wrong in his life, but he was wrong.
That's great.
Thank you.
Speaking of that, I saw a little Facebook memory that was posted about that you had.
I don't remember that.
Really?
I don't remember that.
Are you sure?
I remember the quote, but I don't remember saying that.
It was pretty good.
That was funny.
Do you remember exactly what it was? I don't know how it was worded.
It said something like, Grandpa, you're looking a little thin. Did you stop eating all your boogers? Or something like that.
Yeah. So,
apparently I liked it when my grandpa was fat. And if Camden he wasn't, was then he wasn't eating his boogers. I wasn't a problematic child.
Camden just pees and floods the basement and tries to get the grandpa to eat boogers again. That's...
I don't know.
It's the best nutshell.
I don't even know the context of that situation. I do not remember that at all. My next one is middle schoolers, and that's all I really need to say about that. Specifically ones that think they're way cooler than they actually are, and they act like they're super cool and like better than everybody else when literally they're just middle schoolers and they're still kind of losers because that's what middle schoolers
are. So probably like the older ones, if anything?
Yeah, probably. Or like the ones that... The Utah curls. Those bug me. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Maybe. I don't know.
If you don't know what Utah curls are, look them up because they're horrendous. And they like... So they like curl like a single curl in their hair and then straighten the ends. It's awful.
Are you sure this is something I want to Google?
Yes, you're fine.
Utah curls.
Like that. It looks like they just have a kink in their hair. Like they need to just...
Weird.
No. Yeah, okay. They're gross. Anyway, but yeah, like sixth graders that have Utah curls... You're not cool. I'm sorry. You're just not.
That's really specific. Is that your problem with Sylvie, out of curiosity, from Loki?
No, Sylvie just has bad hair.
Oh, I didn't know if it was the same kind of...
No. It's not the same. She has, like, a mullet in the second season.
Oh.
Okay. And bangs. Like, you don't have bangs and a mullet.
Hmm. Okay. I don't remember it well enough, honestly.
No. There's also... Okay. Since we're on the topic of hair... When we went to the Savannah Bananas game, we were helping out. We saw this guy there who had a bowl cut, but he was, like, balding, so he didn't have enough hair for a bowl cut. So it was just kind of, like, a little headband of hair. Anyway, that didn't matter.
Weird. I don't know if I understand what that looked like, but I don't want to. So that's okay. I'll just go to the next one I had, which was basically... Someone doing something wrong, or like incorrectly, usually on purpose, and getting mad at other people when it doesn't work out. So not to go back to the grocery store. Apparently, I just have beef with it. Once you finally get into your car after those teenage girls have walked down the whole length of the parking lot, you start driving down and you realize like it's a one-way parking lot. You're only supposed to go one way. But then this big truck, like 10-foot wide truck with 47 tires on it, decides they're in charge of the town and they're going to drive down the thing. But for some reason it's your fault that you're going the right way. Like, I don't know. That can really bug me that there's like, "Oh, you really think you're in the right now." And then you're upset at me for doing literally what the rules are.
Yeah, people are strange.
Yeah, especially when it's usually faster for them to go the right way. And,
it's true. It's true. Yeah, like, they're taking a long way around.
It's just bad.
Yeah, people are annoying. So, big trucks, huh?
those are a thing, too. Like,
I don't think it's necessarily big trucks for me. I think it's just when people are loud in their big trucks. You know, like when they, like, rev their engine. Or, like, people on dirt bikes that, like, skirt down the street and they're like... You know, it's just...
Yeah.
It's like, stop. Again, with the... You think you're cool and you're not, but...
It's the root of everything for Camden.
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, for me, I think it's like... I don't know. Especially here in Utah, it's like everyone drives a truck. And I think it's fine. Like, driving trucks are fun. And, like, there's definitely times when it's really nice.
Good old Toyota Tacoma.
But when you're driving from... like a quarter of a mile from home to the grocery store in your extended cab truck, taking up 7 parking spots. Like, I don't think it's I don't know. That's not really nice. And
that's a good point.
Like, I don't know. It kind of just is makes things worse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's kind of my big thing with them. Or I don't know. And so when people bring their trucks everywhere like that, and again, I think they're fine other times, but yeah. I guess it's just a grocery store thing for me, or parking lots.
Yeah, you just hate parking lots?
Parking lot anxiety.
Oh, yeah, parking lot anxiety is real. I just had my next one, and I forgot it, because I looked at the sky, and it looks really pretty. Oh, when people, specifically roommates, or, like, siblings, take up an entire room when they don't need to, like... I don't even know how to give an example of this. Like, they act like they own the living room when they have their own room. You know?
So, like, they're just there in the living room. They're, like, using every bit of space to do homework or...
Yeah, like, they just leave their stuff everywhere and, like, kind of take up the whole space and, like, have whatever they want on the TV for, like, hours on end when it's, like... You could watch a movie with everyone, you know?
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you can't because there's no seats left. Because there's stuff on them.
Because their stuff is all over. Yeah. Yeah, dang. That bugs me. I don't know.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I don't know if I have much that builds off of that, honestly. It sounds like a you thing.
Because you don't talk to your roommates?
I guess not.
Or siblings.
Not enough. Oh, jeez. Back to the parking lot.
No chance.
Pull through parkers. I don't know why. I just can't stand it. Like, I don't know. For example, especially since a lot of spots are like one way where you have to drive down and then you pull through and it just messes the whole thing up. And then that's when you have the trucks that are driving the wrong way.
No, you can still go the right way if you pull through.
Well, no, but there's no point to. Like, you're not saving any time by doing that.
Maybe.
No, you're not. You just pull in, back out, and leave. Like, I don't know. So when people drive around the whole lot looking for a spot that they can pull through park...
Okay, that's ridiculous. Like,
I know that's an extreme, but still, I just park...
Like, if it's there, sure, take it. But if you have to drive around the whole thing...
I can accept it more in 90-degree parking. But when it's 45-degree parking...
That's a good point. That's a
like,
good point.
I don't know. If you're at Walmart, which is all 45-degree parking, don't go doing that. I don't know.
That's true.
It's
no, that's
me crazy.
That makes sense. When people use words incorrectly, like ignorant, it does not mean the same thing as arrogant. Sorry, everybody who thought so. Or ironic, because not everything is ironic, even though it's funny. Just say it's funny. I know you think it sounds better to say it's ironic, but most of the time it's not ironic. Use literally however you want. I actually don't care on that one.
Wow.
But, if, like, you're watching a show and it's like, oh, this guy just did this, and then, like, 10 minutes later it's like, oh, this guy just did this. It's not ironic, because he didn't say he was gonna do one thing and then do a different one. It's just coincidental, or it's funny that he did it twice, you know? Hmm. I don't know. That gets me.
Can we also say, it's not pronounced literally? Literally? Like, have you ever heard that?
Literally. Like British?
No, like they just say it like that. Like literally. Like they...
That's weird.
Like a CH. I've heard people say that and I don't like it.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Literally.
That sounds like more like a British thing.
Maybe. I don't know. I've heard a lot of people say it.
Also,
so.
Use your commas the right way, please. It bugs me. Punctuation. Yeah. Kills me. Anyway.
Yeah, forget the soup Nazi. We have the grammar Nazi here. And soup Nazi. Right here in our midst.
No soup for you.
Okay, so not to dwell, but...
Parking
lot. When you're in the parking lot, like, okay, I don't care if you're by yourself. Do this all you want. But when you're going to the store, why do you have to park half a mile away from the entrance? Like... You see, there are probably 10 open spots all the way at the opposite side of the parking lot, but just drive up close and take one of those spots, and then you can walk inside of the store in 15 seconds. I feel like that's...
So you get mad at people for taking the farther parking spots?
Well, when I'm there, like, if I have to walk all the way to the entrance of the store, like, taking longer doing that than I actually have to shop, basically. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah. So you should park further if you're going to take longer.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying...
Then no, I don't understand.
No, park as close as you can. Like, if I'm going to go to the store with you, park as close as you can to the entrance.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I don't have to walk all that way.
Okay, so you're saying if there are available spaces closer than parking.
Yeah, I'm just saying it's annoying when I have to spend 10 minutes of the trip walking back and forth from the entrance, and then I'm in the store for, like, 6 minutes picking up what we needed. Like, I don't know. I mean, the time doesn't really matter, but it's just... annoying.
He doesn't want to get his steps in, everyone.
Hey, I'll get my steps in the store.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I hate when people are 3 feet from a garbage can and still can't throw their trash away. I know that's really random, but, like, guys, if you can reach out your arm and put it there, just put it in the garbage can. Hmm. You don't have to just leave it on the ground.
But what if they, like... yelled Kobe and shot it from across the room and missed. Do you still expect them to walk over?
Yeah, and... go over there and pick it up.
Are you sure?
Yes. Yes. Guys.
But then people will know that they missed.
Well, then that sucks for them. Maybe they're, like, checking they missed, and they're like, oh, no, I didn't miss. Chuck it in there when they're not looking. I don't care if you lie. I don't care if you lie. To each his own. Well. I won't lie, but to each his own. But jeez. Throw your trash away. Throw it away.
Fine, jeez, okay. Throw my stuff away. Okay, so imagine... So here's a scenario.
You're in Walmart.
You've walked half a mile to get to the entrance of the store. You get in there, and you're just minding your own business, trying to choose, like, what kind of cereal you want or something. And there's a lady next to you, who's just going to have a full-on FaceTime speakerphone full-blast call right next to you. And you're just there trying to have a relaxed time with your friend, trying to buy some cereal or something. I don't know. This isn't based on a scenario. It's just...
annoying.
Yeah, it annoys me when you're in a public setting like that and you have to involve everyone else in your conversation, especially when it's an uncomfortable conversation. That doesn't help either.
Okay, so what if the volume isn't full volume? And they don't have headphones.
Well, but if it's not full volume, just put the phone up to your ear.
Well, yeah, but what if they're on FaceTime? Like, they have to, like, show them.
Oh, well, I guess that's fine. But...
okay, but, like, full volume and not necessary to be on full volume.
Right.
Like, speakerphone.
Yeah. Okay. That, I think that's fine. But when it's...
yeah, like, put
when you're
up
just
to your
holding
ear.
Your phone going down the shopping, like, the aisle anyway, I don't know. Or put in an AirPod or something. Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Headphones
or,
are nice.
Yeah, I feel like that can be nice.
Yeah, but if you don't have headphones, then just, you know.
Right.
I guess it's not like that, but...
yeah. But I feel like speakerphone in general is just a weird thing. Like...
it's awful.
I feel like there aren't many times where you...
especially not in the living room when your entire family or roommates are sitting there. Like, you don't need to... I don't know.
Right. You don't know what people are going to say.
That's true.
Especially, like, sometimes they don't say that... like, when you're using speakerphone, you usually don't tell people they're on speakerphone. You should, but...
it's true.
Usually they don't.
It's true. And so then they say things, and you're like, you're on speakerphone. And they're like, what?
Yeah, the person you trashed is sitting right next to me, actually.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hate when that happens. No, I'm just kidding. That never happens to me.
Yeah. That drives me crazy.
I shouldn't say that one, so I'm not going to say that one.
Come on.
I hate when people get mildly offended over something and then hold a grudge for, like, 8 years about it. You know, like...
dang.
Like, I know I just did this 2 seconds ago with, like, the whole flooding and peeing in the basement thing. But, like, if I stole your shirt, specifically my sister, if I stole her shirt one day and she didn't forgive me, like, 20 years later, that's kind of ridiculous. I'm not going to lie to you. Like... learn to forgive. Maybe not forget, but forgive. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's good. Don't hold a grudge over stupid things.
Wow.
Kind of that.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Let's see. I'm just here thinking if... like, I'm just walking through the grocery store in my head.
Anything else that you can think of?
Yeah, I mean, my most angry times are when I'm in the grocery store, so I don't know.
What about people who have their carts and they take up the whole aisle instead of going to the
center? That is true. Yeah, I feel like it doesn't happen too much here.
No.
But, yeah, like, I feel like some of the similar things that I talked about with traffic and happening in the parking lot, they should take place in the aisleway too, like
common courtesy.
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, don't be in the way of everyone. Like, kind of be aware of what's around you. So don't walk at 2 miles an hour. Well, I guess that's kind of decent. Well, don't walk super slow with a shopping cart going down the aisle, like blocking everyone else from going by.
Don't meander.
Like, all I
Have
want is
purpose.
The bread. Yeah.
All yeah. I want is the bread. Just want me some bagels.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, that's a valid point, actually. I just hate, like, on our way to classes when, like, people are walking really slow. Like, I have long legs, I understand that, but I also walk fast, so, like, people should walk fast, you know? I don't understand how people walk slow. I don't get it. Maybe that's just because I'm a really anxious person, so I'm always, like, in a hurry wherever I'm going, but, like, don't walk slow. Because then I'm stuck behind you, and then it's just awkward, and then it's, like, feels like I'm following you, even though I'm not, I just caught up to you.
Right. I feel like I've stopped walking on the sidewalk. I probably just walk on the grass next to the sidewalk so I can just go by. So
smart.
I don't know. Yeah.
What about when people in groups are walking down the sidewalk? Like, there's three of them, and they're taking up the whole sidewalk, and you're walking towards them, and they don't move.
Yeah. I mean, it is an awkward moment, but
I don't know. It's kind of annoying.
It depends on how big the sidewalk is. Sometimes I yield to the group, if that makes sense, but, like, I kind of step off so they can keep going, but
I feel like at least one of them should move.
Yeah, that's I would if I was in the group, but I need a group first to do that. So
same. No, it's okay. I get it.
I mean, I feel like, though, like, along similar lines, when you're driving probably home from the grocery store, I don't know, you're going and there's our bikers, like, either on actual bicycles or motorcycles, and like, they're keeping to the side of the road, but for some reason, when there's two of them or three of them, they all decide to go, like, in a row instead of, like, going behind each other, so they take up half of the road.
Yeah, that
but
makes
then
sense.
Those same people, like, going back to that other one, they get upset when you pass
when you
them
pass it. Yeah,
and it's like, well, you guys are taking up the whole road, and
no, that's true.
Yeah, so it's kind of, that's kind of annoying too.
I hate when specifically there's a sign that says keep right unless you're passing, and people are in the left lane.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially that place right before Provo when you're going home, you know?
Yeah.
That's the worst. I do not enjoy that. Because there's somebody going like 60 in the farthest left lane. You're like, right. Bruh, move.
Yeah, I think of that a lot because, like, come on, guys. We're all trying to get home right now.
It's true.
Well, okay. Here's a big one, and I know at least one other person out there will relate to this, but, okay, so imagine you're going home probably from the Walmart in Park City, for example.
Oh my gosh.
And so you have to go home to wherever, and you're going through the canyon there, and it's always Wyoming drivers for some reason, but they try to hang out in the left lane, but they don't want you to get in the left lane or pass them or anything either. So if you try to pass them, they're going to speed up a little bit around the corner or whatever. And then if you, like, slow down to get around them the other way, then they'll also slow down. It's like, guys, what are you doing? Just set the cruise. I don't care how fast you go. Just stay out of the way.
I feel like Wyoming drivers...
Oh, here we go. This is going to be good.
I don't hate people from Wyoming, but sometimes your driving skills are not it.
Wow.
You're either driving way too fast or, like, 10 under the speed limit. You know?
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed.
Well.
But, I mean, that could just be me.
It could be. It's a hot take.
Don't even get me started on Montana. No, I'm just kidding.
Jeez.
no, I'm kidding. But Florida drivers.
I don't know.
Most of the time.
I haven't personally driven in Florida, but...
California's bad.
I think they're better than Utah, generally.
Really?
If I'm being honest. Yeah.
I don't know.
Like,
it depends on where you go.
In my mission, like, we were right next to L.A. Like, we were in the suburbs of L.A. And, like, sure, there was the occasional thing that would happen. But I think everyone had this general understanding of, we just got to get through this traffic. So people weren't doing crazy things. Whereas in Utah, I feel like once people see traffic, they're like, well, I'm too good for this. I'm driving my extended cab pickup. I'm going to get around all this.
That's a good point. People are...
So I think that's part of why I've always noticed the traffic when I was in my mission, like on the freeway and the rush hour, whatever it might be, is not really ever as bad as it is in like Salt Lake rush hour.
Salt Lake is bad. People are so dumb.
But same with like Provo and stuff like that too.
Provo
like,
is it's awful. I hate driving in Provo.
It's kind of rough.
When you're in traffic, you should just stay in the lane that you're in and just keep going. Unless you absolutely need to pass the person in front of you or get off at an exit.
Right.
Like, that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
If you're changing lanes a bunch, it's not going to help anybody.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I think we should just do what the signs say. Keep right unless you're going
to
pass.
Keep right except to pass.
And don't care how fast you're going to go. If you're going to go 10 under and I want to go 5 over, I feel like you should know that you shouldn't be in the left lane. Just get out of the way. Otherwise, you're going to make people... change of lanes a lot.
It's true.
I don't know. That's a whole thing.
People who are arrogant.
Yeah.
Not ignorant. Arrogant. Not ignorant. Just, yeah. Slightly peeves me.
How's that? Anything outside of driving, or is it just...
No. Well, I don't know. Like, you're not better than anybody else. I'm not better than anybody else. Don't act like it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if we're all equal, then act like it.
Right.
I hate when people act like, oh, I'm better than you, just because, I don't know, it could be a number of reasons. They're smarter, they have a better truck, they're cooler, whatever. Just don't do that. I don't know. Yeah. Be nice, you know?
Yeah. I think that's true. Something else I was kind of thinking about was, this can apply everywhere, but I thought of it more in school and work, was like when other people aren't contributing to a project or whatever it might be, because I mean, I don't know, I'm usually the one that's going to try to do my part,
right.
And so it really bothers me when other people don't do that, and yeah, so when I'm busy doing a majority of the work, I don't care if other people are doing a little bit, like at least they're helping.
Right.
But when you're just kind of relying on everyone else to pick up your slack, that's kind of...
Yeah, I don't really like group projects for that point.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing with work, though. Like, I was thinking about... because I clean over at the science building, and I vacuum, like, 2 of the floors every night. But I probably take like an hour and 20 minutes to do that. Whereas a lot of other people, like there's another person that's vacuuming one floor and it probably takes like 2.5 hours to do it. And I don't know what they're doing differently. But yeah, they're probably trying to fill the time. But when I'm done, it's like, all right, well now there's this other thing you can go do. It's like, well, I don't know. Now I'm doing a lot more because these people were on their phone for half the time.
It's true.
So...
makes sense.
Yeah.
Yo entiendo. I don't know if I have any other pet peeves.
Really?
I probably do.
You need to consult your list.
Let me look at my list.
That's great. Let's see. I feel like I had one. I don't know. I guess I kind of noticed that a lot of mine kind of fall under this similar umbrella of things. And it's basically like a lack of awareness for other people.
That's
like,
true.
That's if I had to put everything under one thing, that's kind of how it is.
Ooh, I thought of a good one.
Okay.
When people think that other people owe them stuff.
Okay.
You know, like they should do this thing for me because, like, again, it's like I'm better than them, you know? But like... I'm trying to think of a good example of this.
Are you meaning, like, if you buy something for someone, then they pay you back? Or are you meaning more of, like, a service kind of a thing?
Well, it could be that, but it could also just be, like, oh, this person should act this way. Why are they not acting this way?
Oh.
Like, you have no control over how other people act, and so, like, they don't owe you to act that way.
Yeah.
So I hate it when people are like,
I just did this for them. They should be treating me better.
Yeah, something like that. Something like that. I don't know. Yeah, that's... Somebody told me once, nobody owes you anything, and that stuck with me.
Interesting.
True. Nobody owes you anything. Your life may suck, but better than no life, you know?
Wow.
You're not owed your life. You're not owed anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
True.
I asked some people in my family what some of their pet peeves were. So I'll just read what my sister wrote to start off with. So she told back, when people talk like they know what they are talking about, but they are wrong and confuse everyone else in the room. Or when people cut off the teacher thinking they can explain things better than the teacher.
Oof. I think in general, when people cut you off because they think they can explain it better. I've definitely done that a couple times and it makes me upset.
Yeah, so like what you're saying is... I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
I mean, I kind of did just do that. Anyway, it bugs me when, like, you're trying to explain, like, oh, I want to do this with my career, or, like, I want to do this, and they're like, oh, you mean this, and you're like, no. Or, like, I'll say, like, oh, yeah, I have this chronic illness where my stomach does this, and they're like, oh, so your stomach just hurts all the time? And they, like, assume things. Like, you shouldn't just assume that you understand it when you don't. I don't
right.
know. Like, you should listen to all of it first. It's, again, back to that question thing where it's like, don't ask a question that's already been answered.
Yeah.
Or until you know all the information.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of what I thought about with that is, like, these are obviously a bit more specific, like, in the classroom kinds of things. But, I don't know. There's no reason that you should know better than the professor that went to school forever or
right.
anything. Like, they might have said something wrong, but, like, there's no reason to stop a whole discussion to do that. Yeah, and I don't know. I didn't really understand the first part very well. People think they know what they're talking about. Oh, but then they're wrong. I confuse the room. Yeah, like, I guess if you think you know what's happening and then you just kind of go off about it.
Like, if you start going off about a subject you're not very educated in, you're
going to kind of make things worse.
Yeah. Like, especially if you're being rude to somebody else for thinking in a different way. Like, especially, like, with everybody's opinions on the election. Like, you can have your opinion. I don't care. But if you're going to be mad at me for not having the same opinion...
Right.
Then why do you have an opinion? I don't know. It's annoying. But
yeah, that's kind of a... That's a heavy time right now for that.
Yeah.
Especially.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I think that's a pretty good one. And then the other one from my dad just said chewing. Which is true.
It's true.
Yeah, that one's pretty bad.
That is pretty bad.
Yeah, like, I think that can be pretty annoying. My dad has kind of said he's convinced that he has some kind of thing with that, like, that it drives him extra crazy, because...
That's how my sister-in-law is.
Yeah.
It's like, somebody could barely, like, smack their lips while eating cereal or something, and she's like, guys, I literally can't be in this room with you, or something. Yeah. Like, it's crazy, but...
Yeah. So...
That makes sense.
I can understand that, but that's, because, I mean, you hear some people eating, like... the soft roll, and it sounds like they're eating glass or something.
Yeah,
and
no, like, that's...
how on earth are you doing that?
Yeah,
but that's, yeah, it's that's a rough one.
It's down to basic manners.
Exactly.
I also asked my family what pet peeves bug them the most, and they didn't reply. So that leads me to my next one, is that when I ask my family a question on a group chat, and none of them answer. That just...
Wow.
It's like, guys, do you love me?
Here's what I'm going to ask one of them right now.
Actually, you should. See
and
if they reply.
I will see if they reply.
If they reply by the end of this podcast, they don't love me.
I'll ask one of them.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong group chat. Who knows? I don't know. While you're doing that, when people are whiny, like,
ooh.
Kids, I understand if you're whiny, but like, when you're a full-grown adult and you're whining about something not going your way, it's like, home dog, chill the frick out, you know? Like, stop.
Yeah.
He already read it?
Yeah, if you want an update, one of them already read it, so we'll see if he replies.
Oh,
but
my gosh.
I might be the favorite. I'm not even a fan.
If it's for a podcast, I don't wanna. My biggest pet peeve with Isaac, my brother... is that he will not do anything unless his friends think it's cool. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, he says his pet peeve is podcasts, so...
Well, that's awesome. Good thing we know that he will never support us.
I mean, he just did. He just gave us a good answer.
That is a good answer. That's true. He did support us by not supporting us. That's cool. That's cool.
Well, at least he answered me.
Did you ask all of my siblings?
I did.
I'm going to text him.
Wow. Okay. Jeez. Yeah. So, I guess something I was thinking of during that time is... not being punctual or being on time to things at all. Like that's something I've always tried to do well about is being places like even pretty early. Just like that's kind of an expectation.
Like if you're early, you're on time.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're on time, you're late.
Right. Like I don't remember where I heard this. It's probably just some random Instagram thing or something, but they were saying if you aim for going before the time you need to be there, then there's all of this time that you can hit. Like if you try to get there 30 minutes earlier, then there's 30 minutes of time that you can get there and you'll still be early.
That's true.
And if you try to aim for being on time, then there's only like 1 second that you'll be on time before it becomes late. And so
that's a good point.
I don't know. Like I get there are things that aren't as important, but when people are kind of relying on you or expecting you to be somewhere, I think it's important to come through.
Also, continuously being late. Like, if somebody walks into a class, like, every day, 10 minutes late, it's like, guys, you're interrupting the whole class. Right. Like, if it's once or twice, I get it. You don't want to get out of bed, or you just did some homework or something, and you just forgot what time it was. I get that. But, like, every single time, guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, like, kind of with that, though, if you're going to be late, don't make it a whole thing, or... Yeah. Make it be like, I don't know what I'm trying to think, but just try not to make it more inconveniencing to other people. Like if when you, like how you said in class, like, all because you were late doesn't mean everyone else in the class needs to be distracted because of it or miss
hear
part
your
of
excuse
a
about why you were late.
Right. Yeah. Like if you're going to be late, just come in and
also people who make excuses, like sometimes I get it. There's a valid excuse for some things, but sometimes it's just like, you can tell that they're not being honest with themselves about why they're doing something or not doing something. It's like, you're just being annoying because you're not being... Like, everybody else knows why you were late or, like, you didn't do an assignment or something. So just be honest with yourself and other people, you know?
Yeah. And, like, I think something else that kind of goes along with that is... Like, I don't know, you kind of jokingly said this earlier, but I do think lying could be a big part of that. Like, if there's not really a reason to lie, then just tell the truth.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I do that. Because it's like, why would I lie about that? That's so stupid.
Right.
But, like, I'm not going to force anybody else to do that, you know?
Yeah.
I think that forcing your values on somebody else is not productive for anybody. Like, you can tell them how you live your life, but just ask them to accept it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, if you're not accepting of other people's values, then you're just... teenage dirtbag, as the song says, you know?
Yeah. If it helps, any of your other brother replied to me.
Why don't you love me? I'm just kidding.
It says, when people don't move over to the far right lane when it's wide open on the freeway. Yeah, so we kind of talked about that.
Yeah, we kind of talked about that a lot.
I mean, we did talk about that for a long while.
He's upset about that.
I mean, yeah, any reasonable person, except for apparently everyone else in the world, thinks that that's a...
Except for that one person in the far right when they're going slow, or the far left when they're going slow.
Yeah.
Everybody else thinks that it's... the considerate thing to do.
Yeah. And yeah, you never do meet that person, but you know they're out there.
That's so true. That's so true.
Like, you know they're there.
I also hate when people start getting over when you're like halfway past them. Like, yeah, your blinker's on, but like I'm trying to pass you right now. And just because it's more convenient for... Are you kidding me?
You keep going. Keep going.
Just because it's inconvenient for you to not be able to move over right now doesn't mean that you can just push me off the road, because I've had that happen a couple times. One of them was an accident. This old couple accidentally got over and they didn't know I was there, and then the wife was like, yo, home dog, you're running this girl off the road. And then the other one was on purpose, and it was by a guy with a massive truck and trailer, so that was scary, but I was definitely just driving on the rumble strips calling myself having a good day, you know.
Goodness.
Yeah, and then I got home and ranted about it to my parents because I was very sick of people at that point. But
dang.
That's pretty crazy. If you're curious, within that time, Brooklyn's sister replied to me as well. Or not Camden's sister, Brooklyn replied to me as well.
Oh, hey, Derek replied to me as well.
Oh, hey, would you look at that?
Anyway, what did Brooklyn
say? I just nudged them all. People asking me what my pet peeves are.
Yeah, that sounds like a Brooklyn answer.
Yeah. So we'll see if she actually says something else, but for
now,
she
said jokes, so she was kind of kidding, maybe.
But she hasn't said anything else.
Garrick also said, when people don't fold towels right.
Oh.
I don't understand what he means by right, but I feel like it's pretty obvious how to rightly fold a towel. But then again, I could be wrong, because my husband folds his shorts really weird, and I don't know how to, so I just make him fold them.
It's a Manti thing.
It could be a Manti thing.
There's a lot of things weird.
Yeah. You know what else I hate? Generalizing people based on where they live. Okay. No, I'm just kidding. I do that all the time. I can't even joke about that one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay. While we're on the topic. So, you've had a long, stressful day at the Walmart or whatever else. And you've driven home, swerving through traffic and everything. And having to deal with towels being folded wrong. And you come home and you just want to play a friendly game of cover your assets.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't even know how to explain what this is, but I don't know how you play the game that wrong.
Literally, everyone knows compared you to stack Camden's your husband. Cards like this. But he what does he even do?
I don't even know. So basically what he does, instead of having all of the cards laying face up, he folds all of them so they're face down except for one and puts it on top, and then he doesn't alternate them, he just puts them down.
He just alternates the top one though.
Yeah,
he'll turn the top one but not all the ones under it, and so it's so weird. He has the three for the underneath part, and then the one on top, and then the three, and then the one, and he just it's I don't know, it's weird. So I love the man, but he is strange.
For those of you that don't know the game, it's probably a little confusing, and it's horrifying to look at.
Yeah, but you're supposed to have one set and then one set and then one set, alternating. But he just does the top card of one set, then the top card of another. I don't know.
So every time you have to steal his cards, you have to spend the first 20 seconds orienting yourself to figure out what game you're even playing, because you think you've been doing something wrong the whole time.
What year it is.
Yeah. It just makes the whole game so much more frustrating.
It's true.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be that way, but it is.
Yes. I love him, but that was strange.
Oh my goodness.
Did I ever tell you about the first time I played Cover Your Assets with his family?
Maybe.
I don't remember if they all do that, but I stole a lot of cards from his dad, Chris, and he said some choice words that I will not repeat on this podcast.
Yeah.
They weren't anything bad. They weren't swear words or anything. They just weren't, they weren't as nice as...
Dang.
I would say on a public streaming device, you know.
That's crazy. I mean,
they weren't mean. He was joking. Well,
okay, there's only so many things you can say then. But yeah, I mean,
something my roommates used to say.
If it's cover your assets, then I guess that's a little bit more understandable. I mean, the name itself, you know.
You're right.
I mean, that's how my grandpa would call the game steal from your neighbor, and that's kind of how it is. And my grandma usually plays the ignorance game. It's like, I don't know the rules. How did that get there? And
that's a perfect example of right way to use the word ignorance. Good job.
Thank you. Wasn't on purpose. But yeah, so you're like, all right, grandma, sure, just come back inside.
That's probably how it would be with Cade's grandma. No, it would be his oma. His oma wouldn't really know what's going on. She's so funny. Oh my goodness. She can't hear very well. And so the other day we asked her, she was like, oh, I have a temple appointment in the morning. It's with my friend. And my husband Cade was like, oh, what time are you going? And he's like, oh, her name. She's like, oh, her name is whatever it was. And she's, guess how old she is? She's 98 years old or something. And we're like, we asked you what time you were going. We didn't ask what her name was. And then he asked again and she was like, oh, we're going at 9. And we're like, wow, that's early. And she's like, no, because I'm up and moving by then. And
it
was
wow.
Anyway, it was funny.
Dang.
She's just little, I don't even know how old she is, but she's fragile.
Fragile is an age.
She's funny.
Is she too old to play with Legos?
Probably not.
Oh, really?
They actually changed that age.
Oh, did they?
So President Nelson can still play with Legos.
What is it now? Or is it just...
I don't know. I think it's just
no
plus.
Cap.
Yeah.
Oh,
no cap.
I feel like it should have been that way to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know why they put an age limit on that.
Yeah, kind of limiting people.
Like, yeah, they're definitely going to be dead by 100.
I mean, maybe. You never know.
It's true. You never know.
If they're playing with Legos, though, maybe they'll be smarter or something. I don't know where I'm going with this.
Not a pet peeve, but I think it's hilarious when people start a sentence with no idea of how it's going to end when they start it. Look. I think it's funny. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I guess. I do it a lot. I thought of one. So this is kind of a bit more class specific or school specific. Gosh, specific.
When people say Pacific instead of specific. Just kidding. Goodness.
It's been a long day. So it's a bit more school specific. But I never really like it when people are not paying attention in class. Like they're not being disruptive exactly, but they're kind of being distracting in a way, if that makes sense. So I don't know. I've seen kids straight up watching like movies and stuff in class, but even beyond that, we're playing games or whatever it might be, just texting throughout the whole thing. Which
on Snapchat.
Well, which I guess, like, I get that's, you can, like, send texts or whatever, but when you're spending the whole class.
The whole time.
Yeah, like, I think that can.
My history of rock and roll class was like that. It was just, like, everybody was on their phones.
Right.
The whole time.
Yeah, because then it feels like, what am I doing here? You know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. And I get, like, you personally might not be on your phone or computer or whatever it might be, straight up your switch on your desk, but. Like, I don't know, it's a lot, it's pretty DS. Distracting for other people around you. Yeah, yeah. Or like a DS or something.
Yeah. I had another one. I don't remember. I don't know.
Okay, let's take it to the internet, shall we?
Let's see what the internet says, pet peeves.
Let's see
are.
If the internet agrees with us.
Oh, I was gonna say, Mom, if you're still watching this, you can use 2x speed to make this go faster.
Wow. Here comes Camden's pet peeve.
No, it's just funny because she's like, oh my gosh, it takes forever. And then, I mean, you pointed out, you can just speed it up.
That's true.
I wish I would have said that at the beginning of the video because she's probably not going to be watching this one.
Hey, maybe you want that. Now you can say whatever you want.
What? I love my mom.
Sure. Yeah, that's not what I meant. Okay, so according to our friend Mr. GPT, I asked slurping. It some examples of pet peeves. The very first one was loud chewing or slurping, which I can get that with slurping, I guess. I specifically think of when your drink obviously has no more water, soda, whatever in it, and you're just there. Yeah, like all you hear is the ice or whatever. Like, I guess that could be pretty annoying.
Perhaps
interrupting during conversations.
I don't care if people do that.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Dang.
Unless it's like every single time, you know?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Cell phone addiction. Just in general.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're checking your phone every 5 seconds and just scrolling all the time.
I think if you're with someone and you want to have quality time with them, don't expect them to believe that if you're on your phone.
Right, yeah. Like, I think that applies a lot if you're in a relationship or something like that.
Yeah. Like if me and my husband are watching a movie, we're not going to be sitting on our phones. Or, like, if we're having a conversation, we're not going to be sitting on our phones.
Right. Yeah. So, I guess, even beforehand, that's a habit that you just needs to form in general. Like, if you're around people, that's probably not the time. Leaving a mess behind, not cleaning up after oneself, leaving the dishes in the sink, or not picking up trash can be frustrating. Word. I think that's...
Yeah. Do your dishes.
Right.
People you live with will love you if you do your dishes. I mean, they'll probably love you anyway, but they'll love you more.
And if they don't love you, then go live with different people.
Exactly. Unless you're like 12, then you can't do that.
Yeah,
sorry.
Don't do that. Yeah, and like the whole idea, if you're at a campsite or something, like they always say, leave it better than you found it, but all because you're there doesn't mean you're king of the whatever the place.
Wilderness.
The wilderness, sure.
A wilderness explorer.
Yeah. Or as someone who cleans a science building every night, don't leave your empty water bottles on the ground. Oh, can I just say this? I don't know how this is possible. Every night when I'm vacuuming, there are like probably pounds of fingernails that I'm picking up off the ground or just vacuuming up. I don't even know how that's possible. Like, it's near the same desks every time, too. That's I don't know so who bad. Out there is able to grow their fingernails back every day and, like, peel them all off or whatever in the middle of class. That's but awful. It's freaking horrible. And
that is bad.
I always have to clean them up, so.
Don't do that.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. Let's see. Tailgating while driving. When another driver follows too closely. Oh, all
right. When they're, like, right behind you. Yeah, that makes me want to slam on my brakes and let you hit my car. Like, actually, I hate when people do that.
I thought they meant, like, tailgating with food.
No. Like, no, they just so meant, I was like, confused. Yeah. If you're going 5 over and they want to go 10 over and you're right. passing somebody and they're right on your butt, like, yeah. No, I don't need that. Thank you.
Yeah. Being late without notice. Chronically showing up late without any explanation. Can make others feel like their time isn't valued. Yeah, we hit on that one. Close talking. Some people feel uncomfortable when others stand too close while talking, especially in personal conversations.
Yeah, unless I know you really well. Arm's length, at least. Like, you don't need to be talking right here.
Yeah, know? That's kind of a weird thing.
Even, like, my siblings, I don't think need to be that close
yeah,
to
me. Yeah, I just don't like...
That. Like, personal space.
Right.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. Unnecessary honking. Using the horn for non-emergencies like impatience can annoy or even alarm people. Yeah.
Not a pet peeve, but people do it a lot.
They do.
They honk when they want to say hi to people, especially in small towns. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Especially, yeah.
Like, areas like Ephraim.
Yeah.
Like, people will just honk to, like, say hi to people, which is okay. I'm not saying it's a bad thing or it even bugs me, but, yeah.
I think it... bugs me a little bit, though.
If I'm driving, it bugs me.
Oh, you, a little you're bit. Meaning what? Like, so if you're walking down the street, you don't care very much?
No, I can pretty much ignore people. But, like, if I'm driving and you're right behind me and then you honk, and then I think it's a problem.
For me, I think of it's being similar to, like, someone driving down the street revving their engine super loud. Like, and then they come through honking and their bass is
see, that's boosted, why I, that's like, why I just ignore it when I'm just walking around. But, like, if you're yeah. behind me, then I think I did something wrong, even though I didn't.
Right. And that's something, I don't know if you've noticed this around here. Later at night, a lot of people will just, like, drive up the road super fast. Similar things are, like, honking or
my neighbors will leave their windows open and just yell to each other. Like, they're talking super goodness. Loud, music cranked up. We're like, guys, stop. Jeez.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
Let's see. Next, it has slow walkers in crowded areas. Frustrating for people trying to get somewhere in a hurry. Yeah, we did hit that on that a little bit yeah. as well. Gum popping or cracking. Some find it disturbing or rude when someone constantly pops or cracks their gum.
How do you crack your gum?
I don't know. I was just thinking of like...
Your, when there's like a little bubble.
Like you're smacking it really loud, really loud in your mouth.
That is annoying, actually. I had a girl I sat next to in my financial lit class my junior year. One, she would always cheat off my paper. Don't do that. Two, she would always, like, yeah. She'd be talking. She's like, oh, that's so funny, and pop her gum the whole time. Mm. And I don't know.
Yeah.
If your voice is fake, then you're fake. I'm just kidding.
There's a different route to that peeve there.
Probably, but I don't know. Like... I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with that.
Well, I don't know. There was something else. This is another thing I kind of thought of during that, is I feel like there's a time and a place to have conversations with people, and the classroom for me just usually isn't one of those. At least not like the college courses that I'm paying for. Like, when I'm in the middle of a class and there's, like, a discussion happening, and then someone around me turns to me and starts telling this novel of a story that they've thought of and doesn't apply at all, and so I'm missing half the discussion, like, that can kind of...
And then they say, wait, you have insomnia? I'm just kidding. what I thought of is when people will, like, act differently around some people. For example, I knew this girl. She would... always act like she really enjoyed being around people, like, when she was around them. Or she'd, like, hang out with other people and she'd be like, oh my gosh, I love you so much. And then she'd go home and, like, start ranting about them. And be like, oh my gosh, actually, I hate that person so much. Like, I don't like spending time with them. I'm like, just be honest with them. It's not fair to them if you pretend to like them, you know? I don't know. That was one I just thought of.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Be authentic.
I asked Mr. ChatGPT for 5 more, but to make them more obscure. And the very first one, I didn't think of, but it's actually a really good one.
That bugs me so much.
It says, using the microwave without resetting the timer.
I had roommates that would do that.
Really?
They'd open the door with like 2.5 minutes left, and then they'd just leave it.
Why do you set that much extra time to begin with?
I don't know. They'd have like 15 seconds left, and then they'd just leave it. Or when people leave food in the microwave or in the air fryer for like days. Like, really? I get that you forget about it, but like set a timer on your phone to help you remember if you have a hard time.
That's kind of...
Like, I literally had someone use my air fryer, and they forgot about their food overnight.
Was that like once, or did it happen a few times?
It might have happened more than once, but it wasn't very often.
Okay.
Like, it wasn't a continual thing, but still, like...
Yeah.
As out of courtesy for using my stuff, just please...
Right. I think that
remember
makes...
your
that
food.
That makes a lot of sense.
Like, don't walk away if you're going to forget about it.
Right.
Anyway.
It's just not that hard. Overly enthusiastic keyboard typing.
Like the keyboards that click, click, click.
I guess those. So. I like those.
I guess it's when people are like...
Yeah, it says like, you know. Especially when people are trying to concentrate nearby. So I guess if you're in a quiet library and you're just smacking away, people
smacking
could find
keyboard.
It annoying. So I guess that kind of makes sense. Leaving a single sheet on the toilet paper roll and not replacing it.
Oh
or
my gosh.
Paper towels or whatever it might be.
I love my siblings, but they do this. Like... Literally the smallest piece of toilet paper left on the roll, and they'll use it as an excuse to not change it. And I'm like, guys,
dang.
Wipe your nose with it. Or just throw it in the garbage. I don't care. But, like, don't leave half of a toilet paper piece, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a big one.
It's going to leave you in an awkward situation at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Especially when there's none on the roll. That's what it gets.
Yeah, what are you supposed to do? Like, use the roll?
You're supposed to cry.
It's like, oh, okay. Next one says, leaving shoes in the middle of the floor. Even if they're placed neatly, shoes left out feel cluttered or disruptive, especially in small places. Yeah. Like, don't leave your stuff all over the place. I guess that's kind
like
of
like, if it's neatly,
about.
Like, right next to the door and you're going to use them in 20 minutes, that's fine. But if they're in the middle of the floor for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Right.
That's a little dramatic. But, still, like, nah. Nah,
yeah.
Fam.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Resting fingers on the keyboard while talking. People who keep their hands hovering over the keyboard while they pause to talk can make others feel tense as if the conversation is delaying their work.
You know what's great?
What?
I'll keep typing while I'm talking about it.
Well,
and people
like
are like, why
sense.
Are you doing that? Like, I just keep typing while I'm talking to them.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't know why that would be a problem, but people are just like, I don't know. They're surprised that I do that for some reason.
I think it's fine to keep typing, but at the same time, what are they supposed to do with their hands?
Literally, like, they can't have them on the
that
keyboard.
One, I don't think that one makes very
like,
much sense.
Like, if you're talking
to me,
like, I'm going to have my hands on my keyboard.
Yeah. It's...
Like, what do you expect me to do? Just
like, completely put them in your pocket?
I don't know. That's weird.
That's kind of weird.
That's a weird one. I mean, it is obscure. For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. That's really weird.
That is strange. Well, if it bugs you, let us know.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, I guess for us, that can probably be enough from us here. A
probably.
Pet peeve. If there's more that we think of, we can do a second part to this sometime.
We can, yes.
For you guys who might still be listening or who have endured it this far, or if you're not Camden's mom, then leave a comment and just say a pet peeve that you have.
A pet peeve. Or if you agree with us on
right.
any of them. Or disagree, honestly.
Yeah, if
opinions.
You think we're weird people. Or if you're that person that's hanging out in the left lane, then...
Let us know.
Reevaluate
We want to know who you are. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we want to talk with you a little bit.
Let's
yeah.
talk.
But let us know, and we'll... If we get enough responses, or if we think of more things,
we
we'll
can
do...
reply. We can reply to your guys's...
Yeah.
On a video.
Yeah, we'll do another kind of part of this and come up with more of these. Consult the ChatGPT about what other random things the internet has peeves
Friend
for.
Intelligence.
Because I feel like we were just starting to get some
oh, wait, my sister
interesting
texted
stuff.
Me.
Oh, boy.
Oh, never mind. It's not about this.
Of course it's not. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. All right, well, thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Scamper Badgers.
Yes. Sub and like.
Sub and like.